Hello, and thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast by Nancy Teeter, registered dietitian nutritionist. Can you hear me now? You know, that's kind of a common thing with cell phones, but for people who have hearing loss when you're talking to them, that's no joke. So I want to talk to you about nutrition and hearing loss. You know, it's no surprise that high decibel noise actually hurts hearing. And infections of the ear repeatedly in childhood can lead to hearing loss early in life. But age-related hearing loss is often related to diet. Researchers in Spain looked at 22 different studies and found that there were a number of nutrients linked to how well we retain our ability to hear. So today I want to talk to you about what they are and how to get them. But first I want to talk about why diet matters. You know, the inner ear is very similar to both the kidneys and the eyes because they have these little tiny blood vessels in them that are dependent upon blood flow. And we know that type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure cause damage to these tiny blood vessels, and that can affect both your kidneys and eyes. But now we're learning that poor diet and sedentary lifestyle also affects our ability to hear because it impedes blood flow everywhere. And the ears have these tiny, tiny blood vessels that need to be supplied with blood all the time so that we can keep our hearing intact. First of all, overall dietary pattern matters. Researchers looked at one study that involved 81,000 women, and the people who complied most closely with one of three heart-healthy diets had a far reduced risk of losing their hearing. How much lower? About 30%. What diets? The Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, which is dietary approaches to stop hypertension, and the 2010 Alternative Healthy Eating Index, which rates different foods on how healthy they are and how welcome people comply with keeping those in their diets rather than the foods that have a really low healthy index. So a bottom line in regards to your hearing is if it's good for your heart, it's good for your hearing. So I'll just mention a few things that we know also affect hearing. One is fish consumption. And a 2014 study of data from the Nurses Health Study 2, it was reported that regular fish consumption and higher intake of omega-3 fatty acids are associated with a lower risk of hearing loss in women. So it's not just fatty fish that helps, but all fish. Now, one thing about these studies, it does not prove cause and effect. So it is possible that consuming fish is a marker for other healthy behaviors. Perhaps people who consume more fish also consume more vegetables that are prepared in a healthy manner. So it's not a proof, but certainly we know that consuming fish is part of a heart healthy diet. So let's go ahead and go with it. Also, the antioxidant vitamins A, C, and E are vital for helping reduce inflammation, and thus they are going to help us retain our hearing. Great sources of vitamin A are orange colored vegetables like carrots, sweet potatoes, and winter squash. Vitamin C is found in citrus fruits as well as fresh tomatoes, and the superstar in the vegetable category is the red bell pepper. Vitamin E is best found in nuts and seeds, and so having a handful of nuts every day is part of a heart-healthy diet. Also, we know that if people don't get enough folate, that they're likely to have impaired hearing. We need about 400 micrograms of folate a day. One of the better sources of folate is asparagus. And since it's a healthy vegetable, let's include that in our diet. So I hope that this helps you understand the relationship between hearing loss and diet. And I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday with another nutrition tip by Nancy. Have a healthy day, have a happy day, and eat well.